I thought it went really smooth. We had a pretty nice size install, but the way we responded out on the football field, the guys picked it up quick. We're having a blast learning the new offense. I know the defense is feeling the same way about their new defense, but all in all, it was a good first practice. We had a lot of fun out there, and that's what it boils down to.
Just talking to Coach Bradley, he seems like he has such an infectious personality. Mm-hmm. Where is that level of excitement right now with a fresh start and new coach?
Oh, it's extremely high. I feel great. The guys feel great. We had a blast at it. We were playing music at practice. We were flying around, and we had a lot of work done. It was a tough practice, but we had fun doing it, and we accomplished a lot.
Can you keep that tempo up? Like, I mean, that's pretty high pace.
Yeah, you gotta see the thing that people don't realize is you gotta practice football to get in football shape. Strength and conditioning does wonders, but to really execute this offense at a high level, you just gotta practice it. When we have such a high tempo practice like that, we're gonna get in shape quick.
Do you have to be patient as a quarterback when you're learning each other again, that there are gonna be some mistakes? And
that's just part of the game. Everybody in the football field is gonna make a mistake at one point or another. Myself. Everybody. It's just that's the nature of the game, but you just got to learn from those mistakes, make sure you get better, and just move on from them.
How would you characterize this offense in terms of, I mean, you've been through a couple now in your first few years, mm-hmm. and then college, whatever, but I mean, what do you grow? What's the takeaway for you as a quarterback?
It's fun to run. It's very user-friendly. We just have so many options for everybody, but that always runs through the quarterback, so there's a lot on our shoulders, which means that we have to diligently prepare, make sure we really master this now throughout this offseason so we can hit the ground running in training camp.
Wait, now that you're on the field, does the idea of this being an open competition really sort of kick in? That you're out there competing?
Oh, we're not worrying about that. My goal is to go out there and get better every day, and that's what it boils down to, and that's everybody's goal in this football team. We're always competing, regardless of the situation that you're put in, but our main mindset, our biggest focal point right now is just getting better on a daily basis.
Along those lines, what John mentioned, this team could draft a guy next week at some point.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in your career did you realize you can control only what you can control?
Oh, I think you picked that up early on, whether that's in high school, college, or the NFL. All you can worry about as a player is the things that you can control, and that's how you prepare, how you study, how you practice, how you eat, how you sleep, just all the little things like that. And that's, if you accomplish that on a daily basis, you can sleep well at night.
So you will say they take a guy second, third, fourth round. Are you going to view that as a vote of confidence or a vote of no confidence or nothing?
Well, we have two quarterbacks on the roster, so we know we have to have more going into camp. But like you said, you can't worry about that. We're going to go out there. We're pretty individually motivated to go out there and play our best football.
With Justin Blackman getting a full offseason with him, what's the next step for him in his development?
Just getting better every day. Coach Gus always preaches that, and we're working through this new offense right now, so we're all learning. But he had a great first day yesterday.